Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Episode 22. Leanne and Dave, Daily, the podcast.
Yes, it's been a very interesting show. We discussed porridge at length, and that was
fun. We did actually discuss porridge at length.
Do you know how dangerous porridge can be?
Well, I do now. I've done the show.
In a prison.
No, it sounds so weird, but it is. There's been a bit of a falling out. We're laughing and joking now. Yeah. We're not making eye contact, though, because Leanne's in a proper tit with me.
Well, I was. I'm all right now, because now I'm looking at it from different angles. I don't think what you're saying could happen. So I'm sort of living in denial right now. So we're all right. We're all right for now. Okay. If anything changes, everyone, I'll let you know.
It's to do with the football. Obviously, last night, when you're listening to this, this the podcast, the day after Liverpool got through to the Champions League final. And I was discussing going to Kiev, and that would involve Leanne's husband and her brother and my wife, Leanne, and your brother's other half are all in a mood. So let's just drop this like a hot potato. And you enjoy episode 22 of Leanne and Dave Daddy. Oh, and there's a great one came in it as well, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the best, I think, in a long time.
Enjoy.
Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast.
We're going to Kiev!
Oh, it's a good day, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if we're going to Kiev. I'm assuming we're going to Kiev. I don't know.
When you say we, who do you mean?
You're definitely not.
No, exactly.
Because you've got to do the salon, this stupid play that you're in.
At the F-Sign, tickets on sale now.
And I think the only tickets everyone's caring about at the minute are to Kiev.
Yeah, but if you haven't got 10 grand and you just want to spend 15 quid on a ticket, come to the salon.
We did genuinely look for a hotel room just for a joke last night, me and your Jay, £4,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But even like Airbnbs, which I imagine.
Yeah.
I've stayed in a couple before.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, 50, 60 quid for a night.
Like when it's just people's apartments, to give them up for the couple of days.
600 quid for an Airbnb overnight.
I know.
Ukraine are rubbing their hands together. And why is it the year that Liverpool get there, it's not in Paris?
Mm.
Or somewhere like that?
I know. You know what you're going to get with those B&B things? So is that, all right, they'll go, oh, okay, yeah, you want like 600 quid. All right, well, 12 of us will stay in there. And you'll get one person collecting that key for that little Airbnb room. Yeah, no, I'll look after your apartment. And then tribes of lads all piling in. It's the only way to do it, isn't it?
It's. I think the actual way that it'll work this year, and speaking to friends that went to Istanbul, that the way it'll work, they'll do charter flights, so you fly out the day in the morning
and you fly
back after the game. Although, did you see everyone's kept in the stadium? Now, anyone know what the time delay is in Rome? How many hours is it after?
It's not much, is it? Like an hour or something like that?
Is that all it is?
I'm sure it is in Rome.
Find this out, because this will blow my mind then. Do you know what it is? It's one hour.
Plus an hour, yeah.
1 hour. So if the game started 7:45 here, 9:15 there, 9:45, 10:30, it finished.
Yeah.
They were kept in the stadium until 1 a.m.
Really?
Yeah, to stop any trouble.
Ooh, what?
Not with us, obviously, with the Rome fans. Yeah. They were probably waiting outside. Kept to 1 o'clock. And that's why Jurgen Klopp and the lads came out again, because they were kept in the ground to 1 o'clock. So when are you going to get your plane, though? If it's the same in Kiev?
That's it. I don't know. I'll be honest, not really that interested.
No, you're not. I can see you glazed over then.
I'm glad it's exciting you and many others.
In other news,
I'd
like to say hello to all the Blues that were on Twitter last night.
Giving you loads again.
The keyboard warriors were well and truly out last night.
Can't you just
tell me
your favourite tweets that were tweeted to you last night?
Probably, most of them I can't see now because I blocked quite a lot of them. Because
venomous.
Yeah, some of them, it's good banter.
Yeah.
And some were just like, what are you on about?
Can't everyone just be friends?
Yeah.
It's football.
To be fair, the really good ones, I blocked.
Yeah.
That one's really. See, I can't work out what that one's. Is he moaning at me? Is he moaning at the radio station?
Yeah.
Or is he just bitter that he's a Blue and he can't go on any sort of games like this? I'm not quite sure.
Who knows?
This one from Frank, Everton supporter.
Yeah.
Finlanders, because I said the Radio City accountant as himself.
Yeah.
Gone to the toilet, because he's going to have to pay for us all to go.
To do stuff.
That's what she replies with. He didn't sneeze.
No.
I'm allergic to Everton support. It says, a fine language for someone who represents our city.
Oh, what? Because you used
because
the...
I was the use the S word.
Oh no!
And all you got to do is look at their profile picture. Oh, it's an Everton badge.
Do you know what's right. going to happen there?
What?
This morning, as soon as the boss comes in, there's been a complaint made about you. Honestly,
do you know what? That's the way this world works.
In writing. It's been a good week since we've had a complaint.
It has actually. So it's
and
about
if we
time.
Start getting them from your Twitter now,
yeah,
that opens a whole new.
Well,
realm
I started replying to some of them.
That's what you shouldn't.
And
do.
Then I went delete.
Yeah.
What's the point? Because that guy was like, are you angry at me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you angry at Radio City? Are you angry at Liverpool supporters? Or are you just angry with life?
It just comes with the territory, doesn't
it? Which one is it? But apart from that, no, it was good. There was less of a backlash last night than there normally was.
Would you want me to tell you the win for me last night?
Go on.
It's because you bring sweets. My kids don't go to bed, so I get to go upstairs on my own.
Didn't even see you last night.
I didn't even say hello to him. Oh. I was upstairs.
I told you, we had a breakthrough last night.
Go on.
Annabelle said hello to me.
You're joking me.
And then I said, I've got lots of snacks here, because apparently I'm called the snack man.
Yeah. She wouldn't go to bed, you know, Dave's bringing sweets. He brings crisps. She doesn't bring sweets.
I'll bring crisps. And I said, I've got some popcorn here. It's the nice one. Would you like some? And she says, yeah, yeah. So she said yes back to me.
Yeah.
So I opened it.
She spoke to you?
And then...
Go on.
Stand by. I said, oh, they look really nice. Can I have one? To which she went in the bag. And she gave me one. She handed me some popcorn.
No.
Literally, it was the best day ever. Oh, she acknowledged my existence. That four-year-old knows I'm alive and I'm a human being. It's a great day.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
So we're about to sort your head out. This is your chance to go to the Odeon in Liverpool 1.
Are you ready to get thinking? Here we go.
Go on then.
58% of people say it's been over 5 years since they've done this on the street. What could it be? Now, that's a high percentage, 58%.
Of people said it's been over, what, 5 years since...
More than half of us have not done something on the street.
Gone for a wee.
For over 5 years. Gone for a wee? No. Good, but no. Because you get fined now for that, don't you?
Just sat on the street, you know, just chilled out, just sat down.
Like when you were young and you'd get a portion of chips and you'd sit on the curb.
Yeah, just sit, yeah.
And you had nowhere to go, nothing to get up for the next day. Yeah. Wrong.
Okay, read it out again, because I'm going to get in the zone now.
More than half... of people, so 58% of people say it's been over 5 years since they've done this on the street.
Had a party.
A street party?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. No, wrong.
Oh, can we have...
That's it, that's all three guesses.
Can we have some sort of clue?
I'm going to say you would need something to do this with. So you can't just turn up and just do it. You would need an object to be... in your presence to do this.
Done this on the street.
Yeah. So it's 0151.
Played sport.
472.
Played a sport.
0967. 472.
Played a sport. You can hear me. My microphone on.
67.
Played a sport.
So there you go. So Dave's had his guesses.
Played a sport.
And now you have your guesses.
Played a sport.
58% of people say it's been over five years since they've done this on the street.
Hello. Played a sport.
So there you go.
Can we call the engineer? My mic's not working. Hello to Matty, who's listening to us in Crosby right now. Is it say hello to a stranger?
No.
Suzanne on the text, picked up money off the floor.
No.
Had a quick wee after too many drinks. We've done that one. That's
no.
coming quite a few times. Hello to Nathan, who's listening in Chester. Is it hold hands?
No, it's not. No.
Is it dance?
No.
It's not
something you do. Oh, you could do it with another person. But
is it? Well, I told you, is it sports?
I can't answer that, I'm afraid. So,
why are
sorry.
You being snide?
58% of people say it's been over 5 years since they've done this on the street. What is it?
0151 4720 967. If you want to have a go on the radio, let's go to the phone. What do you think the answer is, Andy?
Played a game in the street.
Well, it's funny to say that. Play sports in the street. Is that the right answer, Liam?
Street games. Are we going for street games?
Yeah, we are. Just get on with it.
Street games is incorrect, Andy. I'm sorry. It's not right.
My microphone wasn't working.
No.
But it didn't matter.
You didn't say street games, though.
Oh, I said sports.
You did say sports.
Same thing.
Andy said street games.
Oh, if you're going to be that anal about it, then fine.
Who's the next caller?
Right, next up, Radio City. Who's that?
I don't like Mikey.
Hello, Mikey. What do you think the answer is, mate? Bear in mind, she sounds like she might be being anal today.
Kiss their partner.
Kiss their partner.
PDAs.
A good power neck at 3 a.m. outside your mum's front gate is incorrect.
Wrong answer.
Yes.
Oh, mate. Have a great morning, pal. Cheers, buddy.
Right,
we'll take just one more. Radio City, who's that?
It's Chris.
Chris, what do you think the answer is? Let's have the question again.
The question is, 58% of people say it's been over 5 years since they've done this in the street.
What do you reckon?
Is it ride a bike?
Ride a bike down the street. Happy times. No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, come on then.
The answer is that 58% of people have not used a payphone in the street for over 5 years.
That's very ambiguous, isn't it?
Yeah, payphone said you need an object, can't do it on your own, you need something.
Yeah, but you were never going to get that.
A phone box.
I've never used this public utility before, might have been a better way to put that.
No, rubbish
question.
Oh, it's not my fault.
It's producer Mike's when it's rubbish, isn't it?
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Morning, it's Leanne and Dave at breakfast, live from the top of the tower, because yesterday, of course, we were live from Coffee 500 in Widnes, which was awesome, by the way.
Do you know what? We've done loads this week. We are absolutely knackered. So, of course, tomorrow's the big day. It's the big Skyfall day when you're going to see people jumping off the top of the Radio City Tower all across the weekend as well. So don't be alarmed if you see someone dressed as Batman jumping off the top of the tower. It's going to be a sight for sore eyes, I imagine. You might hear the screams for miles around, but that's going to be going on at the weekend. But yeah, we've done loads, absolutely loads. Yeah, raised as much as we can.
Clean cars. I'll ruin my trainers then.
That was my favourite one, I think.
Well, it wasn't until I realised when I got and I had oil on my train. Literally, they're ruined.
Costing you a fortune.
It is this catch for kids, lad.
We built a trampoline for a lovely little girl. Who's,
yeah, we did.
She's had a trampoline sitting in the garden for ages. So yeah. We went and done that.
We went to, I want to say, Springwood Heath.
Correct.
Went to the school there and served dinners to all the kids in the with our lovely hair nets on. All the videos are on our socials, by the way. Want to go check them out. We're doing our bit to earn money to put towards our boss jumping off the tower, because he's only one to earn a certain amount of money donated before we do it. We've smashed that, so yeah. He's definitely doing it. I can't put into words how excited I'm about pushing Chris Rick, our boss. The thing is, we're not allowed to push him. No. And I asked about the health and safety. I was like, he's got all the wires on, right? Yeah. So why can't we do the show from the roof? And then when he gets to the edge of the tower, just push him. And they were like, you can't do that. No. Why not? No, health and safety. Health and safety gone mad, Leanne. That's what it is.
If you are doing the Skyfall of the weekend, apparently you control it. So you're sat in a harness and where you'd hold the rope and you gradually put yourself down. You can't do that because your legs won't touch the tower.
Yeah.
So you have to like manually release something that drops you down. I don't think I could step off the top of that tower just sitting in a little harness thing, just walking back.
Well, there's two bits,
back, and then no floor.
Because I've thought about this a lot. The first bit is where you go off the roof of the tower.
Yeah.
But then you're on the side of the windows of the tower where the studios are and stuff. That's panic one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's worse or easier than when you get to the bottom of the studios.
And then there's nothing. There's just nothing.
I don't know which bit's worse. Because you've got your feet on the tower. Mm-hmm. And for intents and purpose, you can think, I could stand on the windows. I could stand on the Radio City sign. I could do...
No, you know
when your feet aren't connected.
You're just dangling.
Yeah, what?
No, horrible. No. Absolutely horrible. I'm going to light a candle for everyone. Even if I don't know you, you've nominated yourself. I'm going to light a candle for you tonight before I go to bed and wish you all the best. Remember, whatever happens, you did it for a good cause.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll pick you up off the bottom of the floor. Be all right. We'll put a little sign there. One of them little blue signs.
Little plaque.
Gazza was here.
No way.
He wasn't very tall by the end of it, but he was here.
Listen, if you're not doing it yourself, but you do want to be a big part of this, you can donate right now. So get your phones out and send us a little text. £5 and 100% of that £5 goes to Cash for Kids. That's what you'll be donating. So text the word city and send it off to 70808.
Simple as that. You haven't got to do anything else. Just the word city. No hello, nothing else, to 70808. A text costs £5 plus your standard network rate. And like we say, 100% of your donation will go to Cash for Kids. So if you want to get involved, but you can't because you've got to work or blah, 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 we get it. We understand you've got busy lives. Just text the word city to 70808 now and help disadvantaged children right here in the Northwest.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Your chance to go to the... But hang on.
There he goes.
WWE, live at the Echo Arena.
Yes, 16th of this month, so if you are planning on buying tickets, you need to be quick. It's a brilliant night. My family go to this all the time. I tend to not go and just let the boys go. But if you fancy winning some tickets, maybe to send the lads in your life off to watch the WWE, and like me, you can sit at home and have the remote control all to yourself, well, then you can call us because we've got a family pass to give away now.
All you got to do is tell us what... Echo still on. All you got to do is tell us what Jared's singing. Okay, so the clue we've got today is it's a female solo artist, and we're going to get another one right now from producer Mike, who didn't know he was giving us another one, but he is. Go.
British.
A British solo artist. Okay.
So.
Rita Ora, Adele.
Yeah. Ella A.
Ella A.
Oh, I love Ella A. Ella Henderson.
Come on.
Could be. That I keep going to the... Let's have a listen. watch a house.
It's Rita Ora. That's got Rita Ora written all over it for me.
Take a guess. 0151 472 0967. These tickets are worth a pretty penny, so if you want to get involved and win them, that's the number. 0151 472 0967.
I didn't watch a house.
Come on, think of it. Rita Ora song.
I didn't watch a house.
What's your plans for the day, Chantel?
I've got work in a minute.
Oh, no. What you doing?
I know. I'm a teacher.
Oh, no. Even worse. Loads of kids that aren't your own.
Yes, that's even worse.
Good luck with that, then. Go on. Win these tickets so you can take your own family off to see the WWE.
Is it Rita Ora anywhere?
Is it Rita Ora's anywhere?
I don't watch a house. You're smart and you're wrong.
Oh, never mind. Thanks anyway, Chantel. Sorry. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Bye. Next up is Neil. Hiya, Neil. How you doing?
Hi, am I? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. So what do you think the answer is, man?
I'm going for Rita Ora, your song.
So everyone's going for Rita Ora, which is a good shout if you ask.
It's got to be Rita Ora. Go
is
on.
It Rita Ora and your song?
Watch a house.
Are you a WWE fan?
My son is, definitely.
Who's his favourite?
Kevin Owens.
Oh, I was expecting John Cena.
That's a very normal name.
He sounds like he like lives next door to us.
He does, very
Go
normal.
And ask Kevin Owens, he's got our parcel there.
He likes the baddies.
Which one would you say, your song?
Yeah.
Right.
Ah, you're so stupid!
Ah, it's the wrong answer, but thanks very much. Have a good morning. See you, buddy. All right, next one then, Radio City. Hello, who's that?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello there, what's your name? Where'd you come from?
It's Lisa from Connors Quay.
Good stuff. Oh, from Connors Quay? Lisa, you going to have a heatwave in Connors Quay this weekend?
Come over.
Yeah, I might do. I might just do that.
What do you think the answer is, lovely?
Rita Ora, for you.
Have we had that one? Liam Payne. Rita Ora,
for
Liam
you,
Payne,
we haven't,
for you.
No.
I didn't watch a house.
Come on.
Is it the right answer to go to the WWE?
You're the silliest person I ever met.
Never mind.
Lise, thank you so much for listening, though. Enjoy Connors Quay. Enjoy Leanne coming around at the weekend.
Yeah.
I will.
I'll bring you a pack lunch. Yeah,
see you later. Bye. All right, as it's Friday tomorrow, let's have a clue. Go.
Oh, I've got that one prepared.
Is it Rita Ora?
It's not Rita Ora.
Okay.
We'll tell you that as a clue. Okay. So it's a solo British female, and it's not Rita Ora. There you go.
Someone that's recently released a song from
Adele.
The UK.
Adele's got to be in there. No one's guessed Adele.
No.
And
the kids do love Adele.
Is it really bad that we don't know anybody else that's British female artist?
Yeah, I'm struggling.
Anyway, well, this is the clip.
I didn't watch a house.
Toni Braxton. Was she a British?
I love Toni Braxton. The Secrets album. Oh, don't even get me started.
Maybe Jared doesn't know much Toni Braxton.
No.
If you know what this is, though.
I didn't watch a house.
This is Leanne and Dave. Daily.
The morning after the night before, the Reds are off to Kiev. Yes, please.
Yay. Fun times for everyone, including us wives, who will have a lovely little night to do whatever we like while all the lads go on a bit of a mad one.
Well, you probably have to sort out moving as well, because you have to sell your house if you want to go to Kiev. Exactly. Did you buy the hotel room?
What is my husband doing for this whole match thing?
I know what he's doing. I can tell you.
Would you? Because he hasn't told me.
Well, maybe
so
not.
Has he got a plan?
Maybe not allowed to know yet.
Has he got a plan?
Yeah.
See, I don't know of any plan. And I'm working that weekend, so I need to know the plan.
There's a plan.
Is he leaving this country, Dave? If he's leaving this country?
It's not for me to say, but...
You said you were Googling rooms last night. And I'll be honest, you said it about 5:05 this morning, and I went, oh, did you?
Well, that's what they
said.
None of the women that part of the plan are know what the plan is.
So Catherine doesn't know the plan?
Catherine doesn't know the plan. Ellie is part of the plan, but she doesn't know the plan.
Oh, Jack's Ellie?
Yeah, your brother's... Other half.
Oh,
and
oh, Jack can't go because he's saving up.
Well, Leanne, stop jumping to conclusions.
Ellie will go mad if Jack starts saying it, and I'll have to back it up.
You don't know the plan,
They're
so stop getting
up.
Involved
she
in the plan.
She wants to go to Cuba.
Stop jumping.
She's booked Cuba.
Stop adding two and two together and coming up with four.
Set up a WhatsApp group now. Me, Catherine, and Ellie.
Anywho, if you had £2,000. What would you do with the money? Would you not tell your wives that you were going to Kiev?
They'll be absolute mad over this.
We've got £2,000 up for grabs. If you want to get involved, it's the word mine. You've got
Look at him, he's all flustered now. Because Catherine listens around about now as well.
Text the word mine, M-I-N-E now to 63103. It's only £1.50 plus your standard network rate. All the T's and C's on the website, we can enter as well, over 18.
Maybe you'll be looking for a flat with your mates, and that'll be your deposit, won't it? And your first month's rent. Sort you out, get yourself some knives and forks.
Last week on the 2K date, Lynn won the money. Lynn's on the phone now. Quick, Lynn, save me. How are you, Lynn?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. So what have you done with your £2,000 from last week? Please tell me there's nothing left in your bank account.
Well, it sat in my sock drawer most of the week.
Of course it did. Of course
it did. Where all the money goes. So it's tucked under your socks.
It is in that lovely envelope, and I had a nice few minutes making sure all the Queen's heads were pointing in the right direction because I'm a bit OCD like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So I did that.
You bonded with it. That's good.
I did. I sort of like touched it and felt it, and it was lovely.
Oh, but have you spent it, Lynn?
Well, I know I haven't going to spend it. I haven't actually spent it yet. I'm going to give some to charity first.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, well, we've got to give up a little bit.
What charity are you giving it to?
I'm going to give it to Hope Community Church in Aintree. They do a lot of really good work in the area for everybody in the area, all different ages. So
that's brilliant.
I'm going to give that to them.
And you've just given them some publicity. Well done.
I have, because that's important as well.
And what are you going to spend it on? That's the big question. What have you kept it for? What's the reason?
The reason I'm keeping it for is it's been a little while since we've had some nice family photos. So I'm going to get a lovely portrait of the family. It's been about 6 years since we've done a big family one. So
someone always says,
I'm
going to spend it all day.
That's a bit
really
different.
Nice,
that's something you can keep forever, yeah?
Yeah.
Exactly. You can remember that, haven't you? But you also said about a holiday. Mm. It's our wedding anniversary, our 25th wedding anniversary in October.
Yeah.
So what we plan on doing is whatever's left over, we're going to put towards myself and my husband going back to our honeymoon destination of Tenerife, maybe.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to go for a holiday in October.
I love the fact you're doing so much with it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, how easy was it to get into? If anyone's in two minds about whether to play the game today and text the word mine to 63103, what would you say to them, Lynn?
Well, definitely do it. You've got to be in it to win it, haven't you?
Yeah, just for £1.50, it's well worth a go for £2,000.
Exactly. Hey, Lynn, well done. It's nice to hear people what they're going to do with the money. They've actually got the money in their sock drawer. And have a good time when you do all the things with your money. And thanks for listening.
No problem. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Oh, hi, it's me and her just on the podcast again, just to you on the pod, not on the radio. This wasn't on the radio.
No, this is a private conversation between us. So
don't you dare enter that competition, because that competition will be closed when you're listening to this podcast.
You're wasting money. And £1.50 can go a long way, especially with the price of Diet Coke these days. You know, things are on the up. Save you £1.50. And then when you play When We Tell You To, when we're live on the radio.
Which is not now. So don't you dare enter. You're about to have another conversation about the football. Just so you know, it's real. Leanne, this is after the show we're recording this bit. Leanne's still in a little bit of a mood with me, aren't you?
I'm just curious as to when you started coming to my house and ruining my marriage. I'm just curious.
This was the next part of the show where Leanne got a little bit more angry with me. It's all right.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. So, listen, I'll be all right. Like I keep telling my husband, I'll be all right.
Podcast. Neither myself or Leanne have made eye contact on the whole record.
No.
I think it's for the best. Have you started your little WhatsApp group?
Yeah, it's all set up now.
No one's replied to you though, have they?
I haven't written anything yet, I've just set it up.
Who's in your WhatsApp group?
Catherine, you're Catherine, Ellie, and myself up to now. Why should anyone else be in it?
I don't think it needs to be a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
I think you're taking it too far. No one's made any firm plans for what's happening on May 26th yet.
But you've got a plan. You said you've got a plan. You've got a plan. You haven't actioned the plan, but you've got a plan. Come on, Dave.
Who's me? What's that going on? Great, okay.
Oh, what's this, Leanne? Yeah, I'll tell you now.
I never said there was a plan. I just said that, you know, we'd chatted about...
Yeah. See what's happened here. Three of you all got excited last night watching the match. You, my brother, my husband, all excited. Yeah, we'll do this. Yeah, we'll do this. Cold light today, though, Dave. Really? Really? Are you all going when you're telling me that rooms are costing
loads of money? You're assuming that we said we're going to go.
You're not driving. I'm not having you three driving anywhere.
Not a chance. No, you're right.
Not a chance.
No, we're not going to do that. But Jay did say, and this was just part of the
look at you pushing this on my Jay while he can't defend himself.
Well, no, he just said I disagree with this one.
Go on.
I don't think we're going to do it.
Go on.
But
I didn't say earlier.
One of the options was we fly to Warsaw because it's cheaper, and it's 10.5 hours drive from Warsaw to Kiev.
Not happening.
Why? How do
That's
you know?
Not happening.
But how do you know it's not happening?
That is just not.
Who gives you the right?
I'm not having you drive my family members round because I've been in the car with you, and that's not happening.
Who says it? I was going to drive.
Well, don't assume
makes an ass out of you and me, Leanne. All right.
Yeah. Good luck in Warsaw. Enjoy it.
No, yeah.
Leave the pints of cheap there, because that's where you'd be staying. If you fly there, stay there.
On the way.
Driving my family.
No one
anyway.
Is discussing this any further, because you've just taken it completely out of context.
Yeah.
And
Catherine here on the WhatsApp?
And she needs to wind her neck in, because she don't get to say nothing.
Catherine.
If you want to get involved in the 1K minute, we're doing it next. Dry
Take
ice.
No gnosis. He's going nowhere.
Dry ice is solid. What is she has no say. Dry ice is solid carbon dioxide. True or false? That is true. The answer to question one is true. Answer the rest of the questions. You've got £1,000 in your back pocket. Call now, put your phone down.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast. Leanne and Dave's 1K Minute with Blue Air. Fly from Liverpool to Alicante, Mallorca, Malaga, Milan and Rome.
Every morning, 10 past 8, we have your chance to win £1,000 with the 1K Minutes. Let's go to the phone and see who's playing today. It should be John. Hi, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Dave, you all right, mate?
Yeah, mate, you're in Chilwell. Are you feeling lucky tonight?
Today.
Well, I was feeling lucky last night because it was the European Cup.
Well, that's where my head was. I was thinking about last night, because my next question was going to be, did you watch last night? Are you a Red? Are you going to go to the football?
I thought he was asking something totally different, like you love life and what was going on tonight. Are you feeling lucky tonight? I was like, oh, hello.
The only reason I wasn't there last night is because my missus' birthday today. She would have neutered me if I went last night.
Yeah. Well, listen, mate, well, there's no reason you can't be there on the 26th, okay? This is your £1,000. You've earned that £1,000 if you get there, and the wife shouldn't really have any complaints.
That's
karma,
isn't it?
That is karma, yeah. Yeah.
I just wish that, you know, that your wife was as understanding as Leanne. And no, the other way around. Leanne was as understanding as your wife, and my wife just backed off.
Yeah. It's all right for John, because John can say whatever he likes. He can say now, my wife will be great. Speak to John.
I'm being
wife.
Dead nice about my wife because she's listening.
Yeah, and when you win the grand, I'm nodding and smiling, going, John, you book your tickets and all that. We all know full well you win this grand, it goes straight in her hand because she's got this spent.
Use me, clear.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? There it goes.
You've got to share, John, you've got to share.
10 questions, 6 seconds, win a grand. Did you hear the answer to question number one before the news?
I never.
Oh, mate.
No.
Well,
again, Dave.
It's a true or false, mate. You'll get it. It's a true or false.
Okay.
True.
Off. Okay, 10 questions, 6 seconds. What a grand. You ready?
Go on, yes.
Go.
Dry ice is solid carbon dioxide. True or false?
True.
Butters, Wendy and Tweak are kids in what TV animation?
South Park.
Whose last UK number one was Drag Me Down?
Pass.
What is Australia's national animal?
A wallaby.
What first name shared by actors Rockwell and Worthington?
Sam.
Birkenhead Park inspired what New York park?
Central Park.
Mo Farah's the only person to beat what ITV game show?
The Cube.
What O is the throw line 8 feet from a dartboard?
Ochi.
Gary Barlow plays Manchester later. Has he had 3 or 8 solo number ones?
Three.
In Superbad, what name's on Fogel's fake ID?
McLovin.
Whose last UK number one was called Drag Me Down?
He just answered all 10 questions.
Oh.
This rarely happens. And, mate, that was the closest we have ever been to the final whistle going, as it were.
Yeah.
How do you think you did?
I reckon it's 9 or 10.
Well, which one do you think you struggled on?
I can't remember now. No. I can't remember. It goes too quick, doesn't it?
The adrenaline's worn off now.
Not used to that pressure. Not used to that pressure.
Okay, £1,000. Have you just won that money? We'll tell you after James. Just Timber, sorry. I know.
It's not you.
It's what the boss says.
Yeah, it's good radio, you know.
Yeah, sorry,
it's good
mate.
Radio, John.
Yeah. Cliffhanger, you got me.
Yeah,
there it is.
Do
you know what we need then? The EastEnder drums. That's what we needed. Just on the 1K minute with John from Chilwell. You still on the phone, John?
I'm still here, yeah.
Good. You don't know whether our nerves can take this, but first things first. The big question we had to ask ourselves was whether you answered in time. You've heard it before. People have shouted the answer last minute. It's just been over the buzzer and we haven't been able to pay out. We can confirm, John, first of all, you did answer that last question, the one you passed on, within the time frame, and you got that one right.
So that's
brilliant.
Good.
I'm hoping that's not redundant then.
Okay, so that's good.
Now, you've had the entire Justin Timberlake record to think it through in your head, which I imagine you've been doing. Do you want to go through any questions again that you thought you struggled on?
I can't even remember the one.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the one you passed on.
Okay.
Whose last UK number one was Drag Me Down? Right at the very end, you shouted out One Direction. You're standing by that?
Yeah.
It is the right answer.
Very good, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Let's go to the one that we thought everyone would struggle on. What first names shared by actors Rockwell and Worthington? I have never heard of those people. You said Sam. Was that a guess or do you know them?
No, I know them both. Worthington's a New Zealand actor and Sam Rockwell's a Yankee. Just won an Oscar for Three Billboards Outside Missouri.
Clever, John. Good, you are probably one of the most clever people we've spoken to. The South Park one, question number two, I didn't think anyone would get that. I was calling Simon Green, and who writes the questions.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That was a bit of a sly one, to
it
be honest.
Was.
None of the main characters.
Exactly what I said today.
Should be Cartman and stuff.
He's naughty. Yeah,
exactly.
Questions every day, and there's always two.
Yeah.
Go, oh,
I
God,
said that
on.
To Dave. I said, they're not the names you should be saying. It should be the names that we know. But he went with Butters, Wendy and Tweak. You're right, though. You got it right, South Park.
Question
we all
four.
Sat up straight when you did that. We were like, hello. Oh, hello.
Question number four. What is Australia's national animal? Remember what you said?
A wallaby.
You said wallaby. Are you standing by wallaby?
Yeah. That was a bit of a guess.
That was
normally
a guess,
you'd probably
it?
Go kangaroos, but because the Aussie rugby team are called the Wallabies.
Yeah.
You went with that?
Yeah.
So you mentioned kangaroo there, John. If you would have
wrong,
said... kangaroo.
Would you have been right or wrong?
Oh,
you'd have been right, mate.
You'd have won the grand if you'd have just said kangaroo.
No. And the fact that...
out of order.
Mate, the fact that it wasn't a guess, the fact you thought it through is even... I feel for you, mate.
A bonus grand for me, lodger.
Yeah. You should do.
If we made the rules, would be.
Mate.
But sorry, you've got a 9 out of 10. But you know what? You were fantastic. So
you
well
really
done
were,
to
mate.
You. I think you should go and buy your wife something nice now to celebrate.
Yeah.
But I'm a grand-dad, Leanne. I've already had that in my head since you've had me on hold for 5 minutes.
And listen,
I've thought all the things I'm going to spend this on.
And there's one person to blame for this, right?
Yeah.
Because I think we should have told you like straight away. But our boss, Chris Rick, says, no, it makes great radio.
Mm-hmm.
Push it over the song. Well, listen, we're pushing him off the tower tomorrow, right?
That's right.
With our Skyfall, right? We're literally pushing our boss off the tower in order for you to feel better, John. We'll do it in aid of John. There you go. We're pushing our gaff off the tower.
Nice one.
Thanks,
I'll jump off after them.
You've been a great sport.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
We've got to talk about food and to be honest, prison food, actually.
Yeah, it's one of Dave's favourite foods. A prison in...
Not prison food, just what they serve in the prison.
He spends a little bit of time behind bars and he became partial to porridge. Now, you do think of it, because of the TV show, don't you, porridge? You think of a part of prison life that is going to be there for the rest of our lives. Well, South Wales have put a stop to that. In a prison in South Wales, they've decided that they're banning porridge. No inmate will be allowed porridge. It'll be off the menu because it's being treated as a security risk.
Well, apparently you can stick it in locks and stuff and it solids up, firms up, and it's a security risk. It's exactly that.
Yeah, you can't get the key in the lock
then.
So they're blocking up locks. They can use it to do all kinds of naughty things. So they're putting a ban on porridge. It's not happening anymore.
Don't panic about them though. Because if you've got a friend who maybe is in prison right now in South Africa, they give them chocolate covered Rice Krispies instead. They're basically giving them Cocoa Pops.
It's harmless, isn't it?
Yeah, what it is.
It's harmless.
It?
Yeah, give them all
what can you do
pops.
With a Cocoa Pop?
Not an awful lot.
It got us chatting, though, about foods that you would ban. Is there any food that you would ban, and why would you ban it?
So, when I was pregnant with my second, our Annabelle, I had a thing for tomato soup. I was really sick, Dave, literally. At one point, every 5 minutes, I was just taking the knock. So the only thing I could stomach for about 6 months of the pregnancy was tomato soup. At one point, I remember crying to Jay, my husband, on the couch one night after being sick. And I can't have any more tomato soup because this baby's going to come out orange. Because I Googled, if you have too much of it, your skin can go orange.
No, really?
And mine wasn't going orange, so I thought, this kid's going to come out bright orange, like a little lumper. Very, very upsetting time in my life. But she didn't. She came out fine. But I'll be honest, since she was born, I can't look at tomato soup. And I was a huge fan.
So you would ban tomato soup?
That's
sweeping.
Banned.
That is sweeping.
It doesn't go in our house.
Get involved this morning. Let us know what you'd ban and why. Dave, what are you saying?
Well, you might find it a bit controversial because you like your meat, but sausages.
Oh, you can't ban a good sausage from your life. What's your life without sausage?
Ridiculous thing to say.
Well, I'm all right for sausages now.
Yeah.
But in the past, when I was in the army, I went to breakfast and I actually chipped my tooth on a sausage.
What?
It caught me off for years.
And what was why did you do that?
I didn't plan on it.
Why? Was it a stone in it? Was it hard? Was it not cooked?
I think it was the end bit with a bit of, sort of the fat inside that had gone hard.
Yeah, sometimes there's a bit of grizzle. Sometimes there's even like a little bit of, it's almost like bone, isn't it?
Yeah, and I chipped my tooth on it.
It must have been pretty bad, that.
Put me off for years.
Bless you. So how long in total do you think it took you to get back on board with the sausage?
Oh, it was good 5 years, I think.
Okay. But now you fully love sausage in your mouth again.
Yeah.
You welcome it. You
yes,
welcome
I do.
Can we stop this call? Because it's just going to go downhill.
It will.
It's innuendo central.
It's innuendo, yeah.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Go on, Sarah. What would you ban?
A bit of a sad tale.
Do I need to put the sad music on?
Yes, you do, Dave. All right, okay, we love a bit of
let me sad music up. Okay.
A bit of music, go on.
Oh, here we are. Right,
so how did it start, Sarah?
So, I got engaged quite young, when I was 18, right? I got engaged to a lad that'd been with since we were 14, fell in love, you know, like high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
And we got engaged at 18, and 6 months down the line, I thought, you know what? You know, I want to go to uni, I want to do all these things, I don't really want to be engaged, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I thought, I need to tell him. He was declaring his undying love on a daily basis.
You knew something had to stop, yeah.
I knew, it couldn't carry on. So he goes for a meal, takes me for an Italian.
Yeah.
Little one on Castle Street, we rescue down the stairs, goes there, our favourite restaurant as well.
Yeah.
So I ordered carbonara, the huge.
Yeah.
Little garlic bread on the side, and my stomach's in knots because I know I've got to tell him that I'm going to break his heart.
Right.
Yeah,
twisting and twisting and twisting the carbonara all night. I know. So he eats it dead quick with my nerves.
Yeah.
And then I told him, and he basically started crying in the restaurant. Right. Oh, God. I know. So he walks out and leaves me in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So I go. The fella didn't even charge me because he could see what had gone on. So he just goes, I know. When I get home, get out of the taxi, stick everywhere, the carbonara everywhere, and now the smell, the sight.
Can't eat carbonara! Oh, no!
Do you know what? I think every time we order carbonara, everyone listening now, if we order carbonara, I'll see it in the menu, I'll go, oh, that poor lad, that, and she jibbed him and he loved her.
Oh, God.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
See, morning, it's Leanne and Dave at breakfast. We're about to do the breakfast song. Now, this is where you get your mentions done in the form of a rhyme. So if you've got in touch at any point between 6 o'clock and now, well, about to let you. We didn't do it yesterday because it was so busy and we had to speak to Adam, who was over in Rome, obviously.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to do the breakfast song.
Oh, I was absolutely gutted.
Oh, of course you were.
I was devastated.
Every day after the show, she's like, do we need to do this anymore?
Why don't we? It's been four years almost to the
people
day.
People like it, so wind your neck in.
They don't. They like to laugh at the fact
No, they don't. Make it rhyme. Say hello to people and just be better.
Okay.
Away you go. Right.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Nisha has the brains at her job. Nothing work related. Booked off from tomorrow till Wednesday. And Rob's so tired today he could sob.
Hello to Ashley, Vicky and Sarah, to Matt who's got us on right now, to Emma who's on the way to work in Crosby. There you go. Sorry, I had to scroll down as we're doing it there. Also to Saffron and what's later to Matt. To Anita, who's got the longest last name ever. I'm not going to try and pronounce it because I'll just offend you. Also hello to Louisa Allen and to Matt, who's on the way to work as well. Hello to Brian, who's a big red. He's trying to book his tickets. And to Craig and Sarah, who are off to the pub because they've got a day off and they're going to spend it in the booze.
She's christening her sons Mac and Charlie. Have a great time, Beth D, marrying Jay.
Well done, everybody.
Leanne and Dave, our breakfast. Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast.